Hi, I'm Bill Pollack, the sports director of the Missouri Net. And on this week's Press Box podcast, it's pretty short this week, but I caught up to former Mizzou star Jeremy Maclin, who made it back to Faurot Field this past weekend for the annual Black and Gold game. He, along with some of the other former Mizzou Tigers who are now in the NFL, were introduced on the field at halftime of the scrimmage. But I really wanted to catch up with Maclin because I was just impressed with the way that he handled himself. There were other players there, and I could go ahead and in fact, I will. I'll mention Chase Daniel. I thought he was out there on the field when the little ceremony was over. He cut out, left the field. I didn't see much interaction with the fans at all. Jeremy Maclin, after the scrimmage ended, he'd stuck around on the field the whole time, went up to the stands and was shaking hands, signing autographs, taking pictures with kids. He probably spent a good extra 15 minutes with the fans, and I was just impressed with that. So I had an opportunity then, as he was leaving, to talk with him and just ask him a few questions about his first season in the NFL and what it was like coming back to Mizzou. And then at the end, I kind of ticked him off. I could tell he was pretty annoyed because I just wanted to ask if he'd heard or how he used his motivation, some of the knocks against him that, that he wasn't, with the injuries that he had, that maybe he was a little soft or that, I'd heard questions about his hands. But those kind of ticked him off. So I felt bad because our short little interview kind of finished on a sour note. But check it out, and I'll catch up with you right after that.
You remind me of another Philadelphia hero standing over that hill with the kids around. You look like Rocky up there, but it's pretty nice of you to come back here, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's always good to come back and kind of, and I'm not supposed to say give back, but, come back and see what's going on up here, man, and kind of just, show the fans how much I appreciate everything. So
what are you doing now in your off season? Explain what goes on, a little bit different in the NFL than college days, I'm sure.
We're working out. We start mini camps, OTAs pretty soon. And, pretty soon we'll be in training camp and be back playing preseason games. And so I'm kind of looking forward to it, man. We didn't really get to achieve what we wanted to achieve last year, so I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, so as a receiver, I've got to ask you this because people want to know your take on Donovan McNabb going to a division rival.
I think, they did what's best for him. I think Donovan and Andy Reid were close enough to kind of do that, and so they did what's best for him and what's best for us as well. It is what it is. Now we got to play him twice a year, hopefully come out on top. So,
explain your first year and what it was like and things that maybe you didn't expect going into your first NFL season.
To be honest with you, I didn't go in there expecting anything because all the guys say you don't really know what to expect until you experience it. So I really didn't know what to expect. I just went in there kind of with my arms open, my eyes open, and just ready to accept anything that came my way. And it happened the way that happened, and I'm not regretting anything. And like I said, I'm looking forward to year two.
Well, who'd you learn the most from in your first year?
Everybody taught me stuff, and everybody kind of showed me the way, showed me how to do things, showed me how to be professional. And I think that was the good thing that we had about, McNabb being there and Akers and some of the veteran guys on defense. They definitely show you how to be a professional.
One of the knocks against you was that people said, boy, does he have the hands for the NFL? I think you certainly proved that. Did you hear that as you got ready for your first year at all? Did you use that as motivation at all?
The only knock I ever heard was I came from a spread offense. I never heard anything about the hands, so I don't really know how to comment on that one. So,
well, listen, I appreciate you coming back. I appreciate your time, and good luck next year, and hopefully you guys get a little bit further, huh?
No problem. Thanks.
Yeah, see, I could tell he just wasn't happy with that and was pretty annoyed, so I feel kind of bad about that. I hope I get another opportunity to talk to him again soon, but really a super guy. He had a great first year in the NFL. I see a long career for him. I just hope now with Kevin Cobb as the Eagles quarterback that he has some success, and they can certainly build off of that. So that's our Press Box podcast for this week. I'm Bill Pollack, Missouri Nut Sports.